The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
For years, as a dinner party guest, you ate whatever you were served. Now, diets, intolerances, cultures, and overall preferences are haunting dinner party hosts. Hosts are spending more time and money having dinner parties because of these food preferences. So it begs the question, are dietary requirements killing the dinner party? Joining me now is Michelle Harding, etiquette expert and Oliver Dunn restaurateur at Osteria Nove. Michelle, I'll come to you first. Do you think this is true? Because I do find it irritating when somebody kind of goes, oh, what are we having before, you know, after you invite someone to your house, and then they go, oh, did you know I was a pescatarian, which isn't actually even a real thing. But do you know what I mean? It is a bit annoying.
Yes, I know. Well, there must be amazing company. Yes, can you hear me,
Kira? Do we have Michelle?
Sorry. Yeah.
No. We're having some technical glitches here today. I don't think Michelle, you're there.
I am. I'm here, Kira.
Could you hear what I said there? I'm not sure if you could.
I did. I could hear you. So I was going to say, Kira, there must be amazing company then if their dietary requirements
if they can dictate the menu.
Yes, absolutely. But what I will say is most people, if it's an allergy that's going to affect them in the sense of a rash or something even worse, then absolutely they should communicate. But it's all about delivery and how it's done. And then a good host on the other side shouldn't make people feel guilty about having those requirements. So it's about finding a balance. But the whole thing is to remove any awkwardness before you arrive at the table.
Yeah. Now, I totally get what you're saying about an allergy. If somebody had a peanut allergy, I wouldn't have nuts nigh or near my kitchen. I understand that because that's actually super dangerous for them. And, you know, there'd be no satay sauce. There'd be none of that. But there are lots of people who are just old school, a bit fussy, no?
Yes, there are. I'm part of a dinner ladies group, we call ourselves. There's nine of us and we're on the go for the last lot of years. And you can imagine nine coming together and one person hosts. And between dairy and somebody doesn't like fish, things like that, it is. But that's the thing about being a host, is you made the decision to invite people. And I don't know, I love hosting, and I think that it does require an effort. And just those little efforts are always appreciated by people when you notice little things. For me, my little thing is wine, and that it comes from Europe, because otherwise it doesn't agree with me the next day.
And so will you say to somebody, I only drink wine from Europe, or will you just bring your own European wine?
Well, with our dinner group, we all bring European wines now, and we've kind of, and they're doing that because of me, and they see the benefits. But I think that's the thing. It's about just being kind. It's about being considerate. And I certainly wouldn't say out to somebody, oh my gosh, no, I can't drink that. That's from South Africa or that's from Australia. I will drink it and enjoy it. But if somebody said something to me in passing, I would take note of it, and I would always make sure I accommodated that the next time they were there.
Michelle, can I play devil's advocate here?
Yes, please.
are we all just got very precious? Now, I think if somebody is vegetarian or whatever, that's a different matter.
They're usually
altogether
a bit precious too, in fairness.
You might say that, Ciara.
I do say that.
But like 30 years ago, people weren't arriving at dinner parties. 20 years ago, people weren't arriving at dinner parties saying, I have this food intolerance, I have that food intolerance. They just got on with it and ate it, and most of the time they liked it.
Yes. I know somebody who is dairy intolerant, and they still will go to a dinner party and eat the cheese board and have everything, and they won't say anything, but they'll pay for it the following day. So it's all about personality. I would disagree with you. I don't think people are being precious or saying, oh, I can't eat that or whatever. It hasn't been my experience anyway, thankfully. Now, maybe our restaurateur might say something different.
Well, we are having a problem with Oliver's line, so we're not quite sure what he's... But I was reading Nicholas Coleridge the other day, and I think he put it very well when he said, what happened to what you didn't like, leaving it on the side of your plate? Like, if someone comes to your home, you're not a restaurant. It's not a la carte. If somebody had a proper allergy to something, I wouldn't dream of producing it, because that would be totally wrong and terrible and possibly dangerous. But just because somebody doesn't like beef as much as they like lamb, I mean, I think there's a rudeness and a sort of an egocentric thing to people who kind of put demands on somebody who's being generous enough to offer them a welcome into their home of an evening.
Yes, absolutely. I would have to say I haven't, and there's nine of us in this group, and we'd always be talking about different experiences, and it hasn't been any of our experiences that we would find people saying, oh, you cooked beef, oh gosh, or... Now, my husband doesn't like meat rare, and like he would say, if it wasn't well cooked, he might say, oh gosh, I might pop that back on the pan again. But it would be with somebody he knows very, very well. It wouldn't be a new acquaintance or somebody like that. So it's what I will say is, first of all, it's about reading the room and the people that are with you. And if somebody did comment that I hadn't hosted before on the food, well, I wouldn't be hosting again, and you know, I would learn my lesson. Absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't be hosting them again. Someone has texted to say, I'm a celiac, and yes, I do ruin dinner parties, but to be fair, so does my vegan friend. Who wants us at dinner? You see, celiac, I totally get, because again, it's a health thing, and it's actually not good for them to eat gluten, and it's, you know, medically it's bad for them. Vegans, I kind of get it because it's a moral position or whatever, but I'm probably not inviting them over. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, but I like the idea of making an effort for people. And if somebody is vegan and they came to your home and they can see that you made an out-and-out effort to prepare something that's going to be palatable for them, I think that's great.
Michelle, a text has just come in. This is the exact opposite. Now, I think this is going way too far, but I'm going to read it out. If I have a party and someone won't eat the food, they're going hungry. I'm not making extra meals, and this is just to suit one person.
I kind of get that. I had somebody over to my house once.
You are hosting.
No, hang on. I had somebody, I told you this off air, who over to my house once, and I was making lasagna, and I mentioned it, and they said, oh, I'm a vegetarian. So I ended up making two lasagnas, like a meat one and a vegetarian one, which was kind of fair enough. But then I noticed, because there was loads of children there, and I had just done, like, you know, cocktail sausages. They were eating all the sausages. And I said, I thought you're a vegetarian. I said, oh, kind of a vegetarian. Do you know what I mean? I think that's a bit much.
There is a certain personality.
If you are listening, I'm sorry to bring it up, but I won't say who you are, so don't worry. And I still like you very much as a person.
Yes. Or what about somebody bringing their own food to your house?
No, that's an absolute no-no.
Yeah, it's kind of rude too.
Yeah, that's like, I don't trust you to cook for me.
Yes, totally, totally. But it has happened. I have been in conversations where that has happened.
I'd be offended.
Totally,
and I'm not easily offended.
If Shane Coleman would ever ask me over for dinner, I promise him I wouldn't give him any of these kind of dietary requirements. I wouldn't bring any food, to be honest.
Yeah, because it is making people feel inadequate. And anybody hosting, they don't just, you know, throw things on the table. There's always an effort made behind the scenes. And I think just the golden rule is, if you're anyway iffy about somebody who's coming, is keep the food as transparent, the meal as transparent as possible, and they can see exactly what's in front of them, not worrying about, gosh, what's in that gravy. And you know,
there's a great stat that says about 30% of people think they have a food intolerance, and about 4% of people actually do. So I'm not sure, Michelle. I'm unconvinced. But thank you very much for joining us, because you are, of course, the etiquette expert. That is Michelle Harding there. Someone says here in the text line, Jane, I always ask people if there's anything they don't eat, and on accepting an invitation, I always say, by the way, I'm a vegetarian celiac, so do feel free to renege on the invite. I kind of like that person. They might be worth having despite their dietary requirements.
Yeah.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.